There are some thoughts that you just don't want to be thinking, like a mental image of something terrifying, a really unsettling doubt about the kind of person you are and what you're capable of, or an urge to do something you'd never actually want to do. Everybody has those thoughts, even if they might not talk about it. But if those thoughts feel sticky and highly distressing, and you feel a deep need to do something about them, like constantly ask for reassurance, to try to figure out your unwanted thoughts, or any other behavior that seems like it might help the fear, anxiety, or doubt go away, it could be a sign of OCD or obsessive compulsive disorder. OCD is not like what the stereotypes portray. It's a serious and highly misunderstood condition that causes people to get stuck in a cycle of stressful, unwanted thoughts called intrusive thoughts and repetitive behaviors called compulsions. Intrusive thoughts can be about anything, but they often focus on what you care about the most, like your identity, relationships with loved ones, or beliefs, and they feel totally out of character. I have family members with OCD, so I've seen how hard it is to live with. OCD can make you question everything about yourself, take over your life with fear, and drain your energy. It's often debilitating, but the good news is that it's highly treatable. But not every therapist understands OCD or is qualified to treat it effectively, which can make it difficult to find the right kind of help. But with NoCD, it's easy to get proper care. With NoCD, you can do a virtual therapy with a licensed therapist who specializes in treating OCD. They can help you reclaim your life from OCD so those stressful thoughts don't have power over you anymore and you'll be able to live the way you want to live. NoCD therapists are trained in a type of therapy called ERP, or exposure and response prevention. It is the most effective treatment for OCD, and NoCD makes it affordable with insurance coverage for over 155 billion Americans. They also provide support between therapy sessions, so you're never alone. To find out more about therapy with NoCD, go to nocd.com and book a free 15-minute call with their team. That's nocd.com to learn more and book a free call. Trust me, it's worth your time to talk to someone who can uncover what's really going on and help you get your life back. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Listeners, if I could go back and tell my 20-year-old self something, I would tell myself probably to rethink white eyeshadow and over-tweezing my eyebrows, because it doesn't age well. But you know what does? Investing. I wish I would have started then, but it's never too late. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You know what else is great? You don't need to be rich to start investing. Acorns lets you invest with the spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. Sign up now and join over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns Early. Acorns Early is the smart money app and debit card for kids that helps them learn the value of money. Teaching my kids the value of money is always on my list, but I'm not the best at keeping track of the money they earn from helping around the house. But I just discovered Acorns Early has a great tool to help me with that. Acorns Early Chore Tracker teaches kids hard work really does pay off. You just set up the chores in the app, set a payment amount, and then tick the chore off the list when it's done. Acorns Early also lets parents pay allowances automatically. No more rummaging around the house for cash. Automatically send a weekly allowance to your kids' account with just a few taps. Kids can spend what they earn with their very own debit card, which you know they'll love. And they get to choose from more than 35 customizable card designs. Plus, parents, we can keep track of where and when the kids are spending. You can get real-time spend notifications, set your kids' spending limits, and instantly block lost or stolen cards. Now is the time to grow your kids' money skills with bite-sized financial lessons. The Acorns Early app is here for that. They have tons of fun, interactive courses that help kids learn all things money. So ready for your kids to learn the value of money? Just head to acornsearly.com or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Sign up now and get your first month on us. TNCs apply. Monthly subscription fee starting from $5 per month unless canceled. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Housewives of True Crime, the week of love.
The week of
love
Valentine's.
Is in the air. Yes, this is my last year to really celebrate Valentine's Day.
With your son?
Because I never really celebrate it with my husband. Valentine's Day is weak sauce, right? It's lame. But my son is still in elementary school, so we get to make Valentine's and all that stuff. And my girls are in junior high, and they think Valentine's is disgusting.
Wait till they get boyfriends, and then they won't. You know what I'm saying? It's like, ugh. They'll, you know, make heart-shaped cookies or something again.
Oh, yeah. That, and then I'll think that is disgusting.
Yeah, you will. Or terrifying. I don't know if it's terrifying. Disgusting, but terrifying for sure.
Oh, my gosh. I just had my child's IPA or, you know, IEP, whatever you fancy it.
ESPN.
Yeah.
Any of those.
All those things.
Right.
And I mean, all good things.
That's
amazing. I was like, is that all you got for me? Come on. There's got to be more. They were like, no, she's even, if you listen to Patreon, she's even passing PE this week. That was a real struggle. She's not really trying. She's not really into like moving. A little slothy.
Okay, well, that's good. I have not had the ISPN meeting yet this year, but I am on the opposite end of the spectrum of you. I am terrified.
You are terrified. Yes. Well, I now it's like old hat to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, so big romantical plans for the Valentine's Day.
You.
For you.
Me.
Yeah. No. I never do Valentine's Day. My husband literally says to me every year, oh, when is that? Like it changes.
It's actually not like, what is it? President's Weekend this weekend. And so, no, it's not like President's Weekend. That one kind of does change. Or President's Day changes.
Yes.
Not the weekend. But Valentine's Day is always the 14th. So if you have a Valentine and you are celebrating Valentine's Day, happy Valentine's Day.
I mean, I think this is about as much as I'm going to whoop it up is what, you know, we're gonna have a love episode today.
We are having a love episode.
I'm wearing my sweater of love.
And so am I.
Yeah.
So if you watch on YouTube, you will know. Also, if you didn't hear last week, we are here to tell you we're giving you a Valentine's Day gift. If you sign up for Patreon this month, in the month of love, we are sending you a bunch of love in terms of Five Crimes products. So you are going to get $50 worth of Five Crimes products, which is about the same price as a whole year membership of Patreon. So it's just a wash, you guys.
It's a lot of love is what it is.
It really is. So go to patreon.com/housewives. Of True Crime, and you will sign up and we will send you your code. I promise you, I just sent out a shit ton last night, all night long. And my brain was like going like crazy on the emails, but I got them all done.
Oh, good. Good on you.
Yes. Yeah. So also, you might have heard we are going on a crime cruise And that is in November, November 3rd through 7th. Go to crimewaveatsea.com/housewives. We hope to see you there. That is going to be super, super fun. I just saw a TikTok of some people on that private island, and I just thought of me and you on that private island, soaking up the sun.
It's going to be more romantic than Valentine's Day.
It certainly is. Also, we did get the CrimeCon code also. So if you want to go to CrimeCon, which is in September, the weekend of September 7th, we would love to see you there. That is true crime at the maximum. The cruise is going to be
the Mecca.
Fun. The Crime Con is more serious, but also super fun. You get to meet real people in the real deal. It's the real deal stuff. So that's in Denver. And the code is Housewives, once you know. So yeah,
use the code.
Use the code. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Should we get into it?
We should. Yes. Okay. Let's go.
Okay. Today's case tab is a listener suggestion from Bella Mirza.
Bella.
Thanks, Bella.
Love the name.
There is a lot of love involved in today's case, which is fitting, like we've been talking about, because Heart Day season is upon us, and you know we like a theme. Last year, for all you Valentines out there, I gave you some true crime lovers that were cousin fuckers. And I don't think I couldn't top it, but I'm going to try, right? Okay. So this year, I'm going to give you more love in the form of young love. That is, I'm going to tell you about a young man named Malachi Love Robinson, who goes by the name Dr. Love.
Dr. Love.
Don't you just love the sound of it? I mean,
who wouldn't?
You are destined to be a doctor with the last name Love.
But that's really his middle name.
No, his last name is literally Love-Robinson.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's fair to just go by Dr. Love.
Is it like Jennifer Love Hewitt?
No.
No. Okay.
Okay. So Dr. Love was born in May of 1997.
He's definitely young.
Yeah, it's not that long ago for some of us, right?
Feels not that long ago for me.
It's not that long ago. Yeah. Pretty astounding for a young man with only 27 years under his belt that he could have already become a doctor and got himself in a big enough pickle for me to be talking about him, right?
Totally.
Yeah. Before I get into it, let me tell you a little about Dr. Love's background. He grew up in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, you know, Palm Royale. Yeah. I love that show.
You're feeling it.
Got to go to Palm Beach after that.
Right. Mm-hmm. He was diagnosed with lupus as a child. Mm-hmm. And according to his grandfather, his battle with the disease was serious enough that there were times that the family thought that they might lose him. Lupus can be a life-threatening disease. From my understanding, fortunately, with proper care and treatment, people with it can also go on to live healthy lives. Mm-hmm. And Malachi did. He credits overcoming his battle with lupus with alternative medicine. He is just feeling the holistic vibes. And I say whatever works is great, right? Eastern, totally. Western, a mix, bring it. Well, Malachi was really inspired by his health journey through lupus, so much so that he wanted to become a medical professional. I mean, it sounds admirable to take something that profoundly affected your life and turn the experience into a way of paying it forward.
Yes, I think that happens a lot, though, with people that have trauma as a, you know, a young person.
Yeah. I mean, it's working.
Yeah.
Okay. I am sure we can all agree. It's very exciting for the future of a young man of 17 years old in Malachi's position that has overcome a health battle to have that kind of leash on life to already, you know his purpose and
totally
go for it. Well, in fact, Malachi was so excited to be a medical professional that he couldn't wait. And I mean, he really couldn't wait. So he went out and bought himself a white lab coat that said anesthesiology on it and a stethoscope and took himself to St. Mary's Medical Center and started walking the halls. Mm-hmm. He was able to do this for a month. Mm-hmm. He was 17, walking in and out of restricted areas without being questioned.
It's no badge to get him through. Okay.
I mean, it's pretty shocking on multiple levels, right? Like, Malachi, you have some big 17-year-old balls, but he did not have a big grown-up face. He looks young.
Like a kid.
Yeah.
Like Doogie Howser?
Yes. But I mean, Malachi is one of those guys. This was in 2016. And even now in 2025, Malachi has a baby face. You know, he's got like the cheeks.
Well, he's only 27, right?
Yes. Or wait. Yes. Yes. So he looks like you wouldn't even think he was 27 now.
Okay.
Okay. So it's shocking. Well, Malachi was eventually arrested. And because, according to the police report, a concerned woman reported a young male who looked like a damn child was in the exam room during her visit to the gynecology office.
Oh, come on. No, thank you. And that is not pretty. I'm sorry. Like, none of that stuff is I don't find it sexually appealing at all.
No, it's not.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm. Okay, so Dr. Sebastian Kent, who is an actual OBGYN with credentials, told ABC News that he was familiar with Malachi because Malachi had entered an exam room while he was with a patient. He said he did think to himself, boy, they are getting out of med school quickly now.
Early.
Yeah. This Dr. Kent said that an hour after he first met Malachi in the exam room, he left him a note to call him. And when this doctor returned Malachi's call, Malachi requested to intern or shadow with him or something. Mm-hmm. So this doctor naturally questioned him about where he went to school or was attending school. You know, what's his deal? He told ABC News every minute from there was a different school. He said he went one place and then he went somewhere else. And then his story just started to get more and more vague. And this man also said he reminded him of the kids that he tutored in high school just based on the kind of language he used and his way of expressing himself. So, I mean, yeah, I would have some reservations, right? If I was talking to some kid or young looking person who started saying things like, what do they say? Sigma.
Skibbity Riz.
Ohio. Yeah. Okay.
Like the stuff that they say right now. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So apparently that conversation left Dr. Kent confused, but he didn't really do anything about it except for blow off Malachi's request to shadow him. He didn't do anything to get a straight answer regarding what business Malachi had at the medical center or if he had any education at all. The hospital released a statement after the teen doctor imposter story broke that, quote, the individual never had contact with any hospital patients and did not gain access to any patient care areas of the hospital at any time.
Are we sure?
Well, no. Yeah.
No.
The hospital immediately notified local authorities who took the individual into custody, and they are cooperating with an ongoing investigation. The safety and security of patients is our highest priority. But like we were just saying, you know, we know that's not really accurate, right? Because it's been publicized that both a doctor and a patient encountered him in exam rooms. So I think obviously Malachi was playing with fire, you know, posing mm-hmm. as a doctor, you know, that is less than smart. But posing as a doctor in front of a pregnant woman is just like begging to be caught. Pregos are impatient and they have a heightened sense of safety. Mm-hmm. I mean, you cross a prego at the wrong time while she is just physically uncomfortable, hungry, hormonal, you are like asking for it.
You should know Gretchen had two babies in her belly at one time. So you probably were like,
don't cross me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah. I remember being pregnant. I watched so many crime shows. I was like concerned it might have an effect on the fetus, but I could not stop myself because something came over me at that time. Like watching any kind of scenario, like a good sting, was just extra satisfying.
I know. I think I was really into, it's not 48 hours, but it's like that. It's,
yeah.
If they like have 48 hours to get them. I can't remember what the show was.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, where they actually like follow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
It was good stuff. It was on some cable channel and then Snap.
The first 48.
That's what it was. Yeah. Yes. I just love that show so much. And then Snapped. Love that show. I mean, I also couldn't get enough. I mean, this is before we had a podcast on true crime. So we were
right. Okay. So When the jig was up, Malachi was escorted off the medical center premises and was detained by police for a short time, but he was not charged with anything and his name was not released to the public because he was a minor. So Malachi got off real easy.
Where was this located? Did you tell me that already?
Florida. We're still in West Palm Beach,
Florida. Oh, Palm Beach. Okay. Mm-hmm.
He should have been thanking his lucky stars that his masquerade did not go on like his permanent record,
yes, totally.
So to speak, but he didn't. The same year, so not too long after he got away with Dr. Impostering, he somehow got himself employment as a massage therapist at a rehab facility. He worked at the Boynton Beach Rehab Facility for months before the Department of Health received an anonymous tip that there was an unlicensed staff member up in people's business there. He received a cease and desist letter and obviously was let go. But again, he was caught without real consequence. So I guess he just figured the whole impostering thing was not really off the table, but it wasn't really working for him either. But maybe if he did the impostering at his own place of business, maybe that was the problem. So Malachi opened the New Birth, New Life Holistic Alternative Medical Center and Urgent Care.
How old was he now?
18.
Oh my God, this guy. I cannot believe this.
Yeah.
He had some real drive.
Well, let me tell you, I have to give the kid some credit for his hustle.
Totally. I mean, really,
we know a lot of people who cannot get off their ass. Yeah.
At 40. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's 18 and already going to open this establishment and go for it. And where's he getting the money?
Well, I'm going to get to that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the facility was open for business 10 months after he first dabbled in doctor impostering at St. Mary's. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, Malachi had really upped his game. He had a whole lot more than a stethoscope and a lab coat now. He had a whole damn facility with his name on the door. Dr. Love, open for business. And if you could get past, his baby face and just took it all in at face value, you would see a really decent looking facility where you could seek treatment. You could bill your insurance. The facility was able to get a provider number for both insurance and Medicaid.
What?
Yeah, he thought it out. Dr. Love, don't skip a beat, Tap. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, because I think of these alternative medicine places, you hardly can ever get an insurance to take them anymore.
Well, it seems like this place was a full service. I mean,
totally.
Alternative medicine and urgent care.
And urgent care, okay.
Yeah.
Got it all.
Yeah. So just like most any doctor's office like I've ever been to, when you walk around, you see the doctor's various diplomas hanging up on the walls, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, one diploma was hanging from Southwest College of Natural Medicine and one from Arizona State.
Okay.
Both, shockingly, were fraudulated.
I don't know how he got from 17 to 18 with 2 degrees. Pretty impressive.
He's Doogie Howser, right? Okay. But then there was a PhD that put the doctor in Dr. Love, and that one is from an institution that Malachi actually completed the requirements for. Yes, the doctor is actually a doctor, just not a medical doctor, as people presumed.
What kind of doctor is he?
He has a PhD from the Universal Life Church Seminary, which is an online institution, which also has bachelor's, master's, and PhDs all available for purchase for the bargain price of $29.95. By the way, Malachi also fancies himself a minister. So, why not get yourself ordained while you're shopping for titles? So he's technically Dr. Reverend Love.
Oh my gosh. How long does it take at $29.99 to get this PhD? Like a weekend?
I think the time it takes for the little do to finish and say your purchase is
collecting
complete.
Your credit card.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Payment. Okay.
Right. Okay. So Dr. Love got himself listed on various websites like Health Grades that are used by people searching the web for practitioners. Apparently, those sites don't do any homework about who they list, FYI, to all of us.
Yeah.
Because Malachi was able to have his submission posted, which included his bio and his services. The website listed Dr. Love as a well-rounded professional that treats and cares for patients using a system of practice that bases treatment of physiological functions and abnormal conditions on natural laws governing the human body, utilizing physical, logical, psychological, and mechanical methods such as air, water, light, heat, earth, phototherapy, food, herb therapy, psychotherapy, electrotherapy, physiotherapy, minor and official surgery, mechanotherapy, naturopathic corrections and manipulation, and natural methods or modalities together in natural medicines, natural processed foods, herbs, and nature's recipes.
Okay, this is one sentence.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's not recipes, it's remedies.
Oh, okay.
It should say recipes, though.
Same difference
or whatever, right?
I think it is actually recipes in his book.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite the concoction.
And it's like a lot of...
It's a lot of words.
My mother-in-law would say that's word salad.
It is word salad, but I'll bet if his mommy went to an IEP, they'd tell her a lot of good things. You know, you look at all those vocabulary scores and stuff. I mean, he's like... Although maybe he would be struggling because I don't think he knows what all these words mean.
Well,
some of them are kind of repetitive.
And it's a little bit of a run-on sentence. So.
It kind of is. Yeah. Let's get that kid a little brown book. We need to go back to basics, English. Okay. So he also had a website for the center that had like generic pictures of doctors on it. Like he just went on a website for scrubs or something and then cut and pasted pics to imply that they worked there. So you were asking, Tab, how did he manage to get this legit-looking practice open?
He
put up the
expensive
money. Right. Yeah. Well, he had an investor. Malachi met Persis Wells at the cell phone store where Persis worked, and they became friendly. Malachi showed him his degrees and transcripts and told him he was a natural doctor. The investor put up $10,000, of which $6,000 went to rent. And Persis Wells, additionally, part of his investment included him purchasing furniture for the facility. And the furniture looked nice. Good taste. Okay. He said in an interview that he knew that Malachi was not a medical doctor, but that Malachi told him he was going to oversee them and recruit some, you know, and recruit some to work there. The investor, who looks like a nice guy in his 30s, gave an interview to ABC News and said in it, you know, people keep asking me, how could I be fooled by this kid? And he said, how could the Florida Department of Health be fooled by this kid? How could the state be fooled by this kid? Because they were issued, you know, a medical provider number. What was I supposed to think?
Fools be fooling, man.
Yeah. He says he's no ordinary kid.
These con men are very good.
You know what the thing about having kids is? They always need new stuff, like shoes. Oh my gosh, we go through so many shoes. And with my busy schedule, I am all about the online shopping. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because you earn cash back at over 3,500 stores. We're talking fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, concert tickets, and more. Your favorite stores like Adidas, Hello, Shoes, Sephora, and Walmart pay Rakuten to send them shoppers, and Rakuten then passes on part of that payment to its members as cash back. Cash back is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or Rakuten can send you a check. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cash back on top of other deals like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Plus, membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Go to the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up. Listeners, did you know we're eating and drinking roughly a credit card's worth of plastic a week? Yep, that's right. The products we're using every day are ultimately contaminating our water supply and generating hundreds of microplastics that we end up ingesting. So Blue Land is a company that has set out to do something about it. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastics by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that look great on your counter. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Blue Land is a great value, you guys. Refills start at just $2.25. Tab and I love Blue Land. We are feeling it all, from the cleaning sprays to the hand soaps to the toilet bowl cleaner and laundry tablets, dishwasher, it all. We love using all Blue Land products in our homes because they work, save space, and are made with clean ingredients you can really feel good about. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/clink for 15% off. That's blueland.com/clink. Listeners, are you like me and love crossing everything off your list of to-dos, but making a will is one of those tasks that's still uncrossed because it's so dang overwhelming? Well, it doesn't have to be. Take this task off your already busy hands with Trust and Will. Each will or trust is estate-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. I love having the confidence that comes with the peace of mind of knowing that my family is protected. And FYI, it's affordable and it really is easier than you think. Their simple step-by-step process guides you from start to finish, one question at a time. When maneuvering through the process, if you have a question that stops you in your tracks, there is actual live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot and has been used by hundreds of thousands of families and counting. Stand up and protect what matters most to you in minutes with Trust and Will. Go to trustandwill.com/housewives and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/housewives.
Why would you think somebody that young would fake being a doctor?
No, you wouldn't.
You just wouldn't.
No.
You actually might think like, oh, that's kind of cool. I'm going to be part of something, you know, amazing. Yeah. He's going to be real well known. I don't know. It sounds like the investor was just maybe overly enthusiastic to be part of owning a business, and he let that get in the way of doing his due diligence, you know. And, you know, like we know, I mean, it's hard because fraud to fuckers specialize in charming, and it's blinding. I give Mr. Persis Wells props for giving a televised interview about how he got roped in. He said in that interview that the part he felt the worst about was the elderly lady that Malachi robbed.
Was she an investor too?
No.
A patient?
Yes. What happened there was this 86-year-old woman found him on the interweb while searching for a new doctor to treat her stomach pains that she had been struggling with. She wanted to try some natural therapies.
I think I read about this.
Dr. Love visited the woman's house four times, for which she paid him close to $3,500.
What? Did she not have insurance?
I mean, I don't know. I think she was thinking he was a natural doctor. She's just paying out. Yeah. Right. He diagnosed her with arthritis.
He really doesn't know.
Which is probably not a stretch for anyone 86 years old, right?
But
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure how that causes the stomach aches. During the last visit to her home, the woman became so ill that Malachi had to call an ambulance. And when it arrived, he told her that it was not a good idea for her to bring her purse and keys with her to the hospital. And so she handed them over to him to put securely in her house and lock up. So what he did was steal her checkbook and used her checks, yeah, to forge payments on his Nissan.
Oh, yeah. God. This guy.
Okay. No way. I'm going to play you a clip now of an interview Malachi did with Matt Gutman about how he wronged this woman.
Okay. Were you a doctor of anything? Anything at all?
I do currently hold a PhD in what I don't feel comfortable disclosing because that is not the issue here.
But you
the
treat
issue
people
that
at your
I
office
face now well, is accusations. And that sign on the door was actually due to be changed. There are many types of degrees out there that hold the title as doctor, whether they are a physicist or an engineer. Just because someone has the title doctor in front of their name does not necessarily imply MD.
Have you had training?
I have. I have shadowed many doctors.
You're saying your training comprises shadowing other doctors, real doctors. That's your training in medicine.
Your training comprises of a lot of things.
But you weren't in med school.
Exactly. So I am not portraying as an MD. I've never said that I've gone to school to be a MD. I have been studying this particular field for a while. May not have been 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, but it has been long enough to, I would say, justify what I do.
What services did you provide in exchange for that money?
I can tell you this. Accusations are merely accusations, and services, you'd have to define that. Whether she paid for me to just show up, that's up to her.
You're not denying the fact that she paid you $3,500 or so, correct?
No, I am denying that.
Are you a fraud? Because it seems like everything you're saying to me is either evasive or an outright lie.
I don't appreciate your tone. I don't appreciate the way you're portraying this interview to actually be.
Are you in big trouble? I mean, it seems like you've spoken to a lawyer who's prepared you to talk not only to the media, but the police as well.
I don't know where you're receiving this information from, but it is inaccurate. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut this interview short. I'm going to have to cut this interview short.
And in fact, he did, walking out the door.
Okay, Tab, I love the part where he says he doesn't appreciate Matt's tone.
I don't appreciate anything about you, Malachi.
Respect your elders, Malachi.
Yeah.
Okay, so thankfully, the clinic was not open very long, about as long as his time at St. Mary's Impostering, about a month is, a month-ish. And that is because a family member of his ratted him out to a local reporter.
Oh, well, that's what I also was thinking.
Yeah. Like... somebody's got to tell. Mm-hmm. This reporter, Terry Parker, total disco biscuit, okay, says the call from the family member she received said that they were afraid that Malachi was actually treating people. Not sure which family member this was, but on the center's website, he had a picture with his large family at the grand opening. So this Terry Parker walked into the clinic with a camera rolling and just pulled no punches. You know, Malachi's there behind the counter. Mm-hmm. And she told him she wants to do a story about his place. And then she just kind of berates him with questions like, where did you go to school? Are you really a medical doctor? And Malachi answered he was not comfortable discussing the specific schools. He just said that he studied medicine at various Christian institutions. And he said he was a doctor, but told the reporter, you know, not all doctors are medical doctors. And he said this to her like it is new information. And it's like, Malachi, guess what? Grown-ups know the difference between a doctor of philosophy and a medical doctor. We also know things like what 401ks are and capital gains and deductibles. But I get it, because when I was 18, Malachi, I didn't know what any of that shit was either.
Yeah. It's the difference between a doctor and an MD. Like, you're a PhD or an MD. Which one are you, Malachi?
Right.
Neither. Actually,
right.
Neither.
So reporter Terry Parker says, Malachi, I've seen all the websites you are advertised on, and they say you are a medical doctor. And he says those sites just generated that because he did not tell them he was a medical doctor. When the reporter's expose aired in Florida, she clarified that she had confirmed that that was not true, that Malachi had submitted all the information to the sites published, which, again, I think is a good information for us all to know when we're reading those sites, you know, doctor shopping, like that doctor wrote that.
Yeah.
Right. So Terry's first kind of ambush interview with Malachi was pretty short because he ended it. But then he called her up and asked her to do another interview, like he wanted a do-over next day. Yeah. Well, she obliged, but the second interview was pretty much just as painful as the first. He's just so busted.
This guy.
Yeah. So the Florida station that Terry is affiliated with aired the story, and the next day the police set up a sting operation where an undercover officer went to the new birth center and sought treatment, and she was treated by Dr. Love. The cops gave this reporter, Terry, a heads up that Dr. Love was going to be arrested, and she was there as he did the walk of shame out the clinic, handcuffed in his white coat to the police car. Yeah.
He didn't even take off his coat, huh?
No.
It's still in his.
She asked him what he had to say to all the people out there, and he said that he was disappointed, but that this was not the first time he had been accused, and when it was cleared up, she would be the first to know. After he was released on bail, he held a press conference.
Oh, of course he did. This guy.
Okay, I'm going to play it for you.
He's a narcissist, man.
Yeah, there's, you know, something.
There's something.
Good evening, everyone. First of all, I would just like to simply say that on behalf of myself and my family, we thank you for the concerns in the community about the accusations that have happened. I just want to say that I am deeply saddened and a little disrespected by some of the things that have come forth. But I will say that my attorneys are working hard. They're working around the clock to make sure that this issue gets resolved in the best way possible. I would just simply ask that you please allow the attorneys to do their job. You respect the privacy. You respect my privacy and my family's privacy. And just please allow us to deal with this issue the way any normal family would. And I would simply ask that if you could please pray for us in this time that everything that has happened, that we get the truth out of it. And not only the truth, but we can shed some good light on some of the things that are happening in the community today. That we can shed a good light on some of the positive things that are happening and stop worrying about bashing someone and start lifting them up. Once again, I want to thank everyone for their support, whether it was good or bad. I've had some great supporters, and I've had some people who have said some negative things. But everyone is entitled to their opinion. And once again, I am not upset. And I respect the community for the concerns that they have. But once again, just please respect our wishes and allow our attorneys to do the best that they can to work on this case. Thank you so very much and have a great night.
Okay, so Tab, he didn't answer any questions after that short statement. Mm-hmm. Within the next month, charges stemming from the crap that he had pulled with that 86-year-old lady, like forgery, were added to his practicing medicine without a license charge, which is what he was originally arrested for.
Right.
His grandfather supports him and spoke to the press and said that Malachi was just too smart for his own good. He was just trying to help people.
Then he should have gone to medical school.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, this grandfather seems like a very nice man, you know. So I feel bad for him. But yeah, you're right. Well, Malachi was offered a plea deal in 2016 after his arrest for 3 years in prison. But while he was out on bail in Florida, he had to serve a 1-year sentence in Virginia. What had happened was Malachi managed to get himself arrested and charged with fraud in Virginia while fraudulently trying to buy a $35,000 car using his godmother's name and social security number as a co-signer without her permission.
My goodness.
It's like so bad. What a tangled web we weave. So the sales guy at the car dealership says to the finance director, you know, he's working with a 19-year-old doctor that was shopping for cars, which I wonder if that's what they're doing. You know, like you walk in, they get your name, and then they start looking you up right away in the back.
Probably. Well, probably. They're probably like, how are you a 19-year-old doctor? That doesn't make sense. Like you have to go to school for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, apparently somebody at the dealership made a comment like, that sounds like that kid from Florida that was on the news. Mm. So this financial director looked it up as well as what he had put on his loan application, which was a bunch of bullshit. He claimed that he was a doctor and made $140,000 working at a medical facility. And when she looked up the address for said facility, she saw it was a Walmart.
Well, they do have like the eye doctors in
optometrist
there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she called the police and asked them what to do, and they said tell him he's been approved and to just wait for all the paperwork to get done.
Oh my gosh, while they're on their way over there.
Yes. And then they showed up and arrested him.
Oh my god, what a dummy.
So the whole car thing is just not very redeeming for Mr. Malachi, Reverend Dr. Love. But after he accepted the plea deal in Florida in 2018 for his 3-year sentence, he did an interview from prison with Inside Edition. And he said he was very sorry that he was just a kid back then and he'd messed up his life big time. And let me tell you, he sounds very believable. He was released 16 months into his sentence in September 2019. After that, he gained employment at a freight company, which is like, kudos. It's hard to find a job, you know, being an ex-con. It sounds like a really good job, too.
So he said he was just a kid then, but this is only like not that long after.
Yeah.
He's still a kid.
Yeah. So I should be happy to report Malachi, you know, went to work at a real job that didn't involve being an imposter to pay back the restitution he owed, which was around $86,000. And he grew up to be an upstanding citizen. But
is that not what you're going to tell me?
No. No. Because Malachi used his job as a means to fraudulently his employer. He was working as a shipping agent. And so people, you know, that need like large shipments call this company because they need whatever their shipment is transported. And then the company figures out how to do it and collects payment. And Malachi would make a commission on that.
Yeah. That's what my uncle does. Yeah.
But Malachi had not been rehabilitated during his time in the clink because his employer discovered he had diverted over $10,000 into his personal account from clients. So in January 2023, he was sentenced to 28 months in prison for that business.
Okay. Still not enough. It's like he's only going to get like a year.
Okay. Well, he was just released December 23rd, 2024. Yeah, so I was right. Yeah. I don't know where he is now, but via social media sleuthing, I know he has a family that really, really seem great. One of his last posts on Facebook before he got locked up was, you know, like how great his mama was. And she does seem great based on her profile. And he's still young at 20. He's 27 years old.
He needs to lean on his family for support and get some psychological help that can help him through his whatever is going on up in there and facilitate all of his energy into something good, because the guy really does have some drive.
Ambitious. Listen. Yes.
And channel that into
normally
goodness.
Tab and I are big advocates of fake it till you make it. You know,
I mean, not in the doctor sense. You
I mean,
not,
I know. Yes. I said normally we are. You know, you gotta like walk in like a boss. You gotta own it.
Yes.
Right?
Sounds like he's doing that.
Confidence goes a long way, but not in this case. Now he needs to get humbled down a little bit. I really do wish him well, because it is really not too late to turn his life around, but I worry because these fraudulifuckers have, it's like a life, it's a lifetime thing. It's like a compulsion that
is
really deep at the root.
That's what I'm saying. He needs some psychological, like, what happened here? Why do I feel the need to do this? Because really, I think the guy could go and be somebody successful.
There is just something that is so, I don't know what psychologically is actually wrong. I mean, I'm sure narcissist is part of it, but that kind of person that can be robbing you blind and act like your friend, your doctor, your whatever, right? We were just talking about this recently. Like, it's so diabolical. You know, in violent crimes, there's like a buildup and anger and you can see it. But there's just something so sneaky about these crimes that you cannot see. And how do you ever trust? It's like so calculated.
It's so calculated. I don't know. I don't have that brain. I'm too trusting. So, you know, I don't know how people do it and then live and go to sleep and feel good about themselves and wake up the next morning and whatever. I don't know. I don't know how you do it.
I don't know.
I'd be sick to my stomach every day of my life. I don't know. this guy, I would love to see what he does next. And I'm hoping that it's not something we're going to be talking about.
Yeah. I mean, we do over on the, Patreon. Or Apple clink. We do revisit cases.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just talked about on Patreon that the Ellen Greenberg case just got reopened, and she was the one we did an episode on. And if you all remember, they said that she had committed suicide, but she had over 20 something stab wounds, a lot of them to the back of her head, into her stomach. And her parents were nonstop with the police. Like, this is, you, this is craziness. This is not, my daughter did not do this to herself.
Yeah.
And so they just opened it back up. So that's a huge win for them. Hopefully it'll go somewhere good. They can find some answers for that family. But yeah, we revisit these cases. So it is also another good reason to, you know, join our Clink Clink Club on Apple or on Patreon. And the month of February, we're giving you some free product. So do it now. Anything else, Scratchy?
For the love.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Also, please follow us on Instagram and on Facebook. We have also a private Facebook group. If you have not joined that, it's called Housewives of True Crime Group. And we are very active on that. Also, you guys, if you have not given us a review or rating on Apple and you listen on Apple or Spotify, please do so now. If you like us, right? I mean, if they listened all the way here, I hope they like us.
I don't know. Hate listeners out there. You never know.
That's true. But really, it does help us on Apple. It helps our ratings, help us like get seen. And the other thing I can ask of you, if you want to do something for us, is just tell your friends about us. Send somebody right now. And then one other thing, sorry, I have a lot of asks. Just click that follow button if you haven't, so that you can see us every single week and you don't have to go searching for us. It'll just pop up in your feed. That's also another good way that Apple knows to like promote us elsewhere. So that's what we ask of you. And thank you so much for your support. We totally appreciate it.
Yeah.
Clink,
thank
clink.
You. Clink, clink.
Oh, love.
Yeah, love.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.